All right, ladies. Well, we are live and we are being recorded. Like I said, tonight I'm really, really excited because I get to talk about a topic that I absolutely adore. I absolutely love teaching and sharing and talking about being an uncommon woman. If you look all over the entire world, if you turn on the TV, you will see so many people, not just women, but people in general that say the same thing, do the same thing. The biggest part of the population dread Mondays and love Fridays. And I teach as an uncommon woman, Friday to Monday, it's all the same. It's all about what you make it. So I like to teach on cutting the crap of the regular conversations that people have, like talking of just being common, talking about things, prices are too high, the gas is too high, or when you're an uncommon woman, you recognize that God is a big God. So it doesn't matter if the gas prices go up, that just is an indication that your income is going to go up. But regular common people talk and complain about things going up instead of a solution on how they're going to generate more income. So that is my heart. That is my passion, is to teach you tips and tricks and give you wisdom and knowledge on being an uncommon woman, because when you are an uncommon woman, you receive uncommon things. So this is going to be part one because I've got a few points that I want to share with you, and I'm going to get as much as I can in the next 15 minutes. The call ends tonight at 10:30, give or take a few minutes if we have some time at the end, and I'll open up for Q&A. But if you have your pen and your journal, you're going to want to take notes. I'm going to give you some tips that you can apply to your life immediately and start to see the effects of that change. If you are relaxing because it is Saturday night and you are not in a workshop-type mood, you are just relaxing, I understand that too. You don't need your pen and journal. Just go ahead and just be present in this moment and receive, and you'll hear the recording. Before we get started, I want to take three deep breaths just to get us present. And I'm not going to say anything like I normally do in between our breaths. We're all grown women here on the line tonight. I just want our intention to be clear that we are here to receive and to give. And so I'm going to just be quiet for about 45 seconds, lady, and I just want us to take a couple of deep breaths and get yourself centered. Forget about what happened today. It's done. It's over. We're right here in this moment, in this space. So I'm just going to go quiet for the next 45 seconds and take some deep breaths myself. All right, ladies, my intention is set. I am clear. I am on fire. I am excited. I am ready to pour into you guys tonight. For point number one on the topic that I'm sharing with you guys tonight on how to be an unforgettable woman, I believe when you are an uncommon woman, you become unforgettable. And when you're unforgettable, people want to pour into your lives. And so that's what I want to share with you guys tonight. So point number one is an uncommon woman is willing to go where she has never been in order to create something she's never had. I'm going to say that again. The unforgettable woman is willing to go where she has never been to create something she has never had. I talk so much about having an open mind and being the type of woman that just doesn't take the information on how she was raised and just leave it at that and never explores her own way or her own findings or her own way of doing things. So in order to be that uncommon woman, to attract uncommon things into your life, you have to be willing to go places that you've never gone before. You've got to be willing to talk to people that don't look like you. We're so conditioned and we're so trained to just gravitate towards people that have the same skin color as we do, or from the same nationality, or from the same background. In order to be an uncommon woman, you have to get outside of your own four quarters and entertain other people's views, entertain other people's traditions. Be willing, and I'm not implying that you rock your truth. Your truth and your faith is solid on God. I'm not talking about entertaining other people's religion if that does not sit well with you. That's not what I'm implying. Just being open-minded on different things and thinking a little bit different. Even the scripture tells us to renew our minds every single day. Every single day. So if we're not renewing our minds every single day, chances are we're on default and we're doing things from our past over and over and over again. So be willing to go places and meet people, go places that you've never been before, so you can reap a harvest that you've never seen before. Point number two is the unforgettable woman knows the success of her future depends on the departure of her past. I'm going to say that again. The unforgettable woman knows the success of her future depends on the departure from her past. That means, ladies, whatever he did, whatever his name is, Timothy, Jonathan, Jerome, whoever his name is, whatever he did in the past, that's now in the past. Whatever the husband, the wife, the cousin, the mother, the teacher, the school bus driver, whatever she said to you, whatever she did to you, that's in the past. The unforgettable woman realizes that her success depends on her departing from her future or from her past. We can't move forward if we're stuck in the past. And so this comes in with doing our work, ladies, taking those bubble baths, taking that 10 minutes when you wake up first thing in the morning before you say hi to the cat, the dog, and the fish. Make sure you have that conversation with God. That's doing your work. That's the work that it takes in order to depart from your past. People get so stuck in some point in their life, and it's because that's all they're thinking about. That's all they're focusing on. And they just keep rehearsing that story or that situation in their head over and over and over again and unable to move forward because our mind is in the past. So it's imperative that an unforgettable woman recognizes that the success of her future depends on the departure from her past. The next point is one of my favorites. The unforgettable woman knows exactly what she wants. An uncommon and an unforgettable woman does not wake up on a daily basis and say, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do today, or I don't know what I want. I don't know what I'm going to eat. I don't know what I'm going to wear. I don't know where I want to go. I don't know where I want to go shopping. That's the conversation of common people. An uncommon woman knows exactly what she wants because more often than not, she's written it down. She has a journal. An unforgettable and an uncommon woman is crystal clear on who she is and what she wants because she spends time with herself. She does the work that needs to be done in order for her to attract the things into her life that she really, really wants. And it's really, really... this point is really important because clarity is key to attracting what you want. And so when you're clear on something, and this is a piece that I teach when I do vision board workshops, is if you've ever gotten a brand new car and you're driving down the street, and prior to you getting that brand new car, you did not see that car. But once you got it, now you see it everywhere. And the fact of the matter is that car has been there the whole time, but because now you have that car, your focus has changed. And so now that you have that car, now you're able to see it everywhere else because it's something that you obtained yourself. So when you are clear on what you want, that's when you will start to see that what I want is really sitting either right in front of me or right inside of me. But when we don't know what we want and when we're not crystal clear and when we walk through life like, I don't know what I want to wear, I don't know where I want to go, I don't know what I want to do with the rest of my life, that's when things are just everywhere and our mind feels like it's all in a whirlwind because we've got all these ideas and businesses that we want to start, but none of it is crystal clear because we're not focused in writing it down and not clear on exactly what you want. So an unforgettable and an uncommon woman knows exactly what she wants. The next point, the unforgettable woman is bold about her desires and communicates them clearly to others. This is another one of my favorite ones. An unforgettable woman is bold about her desires and communicates them clearly to others. If you are a woman and it is clear to you that you no longer want a boyfriend, you want a husband, if you are clear on that, you need to communicate that effectively. If you are running a business and for so long your girlfriends and your family members come to you because they want to get the hookup or they know they can get the hookup through you, a bold woman knows her value and understands how to put those boundaries in place and knows how to communicate those things effectively. Now, doing this, you will become unpopular because not a lot of people are comfortable around someone that is really clear about their desires and communicates them effectively because you're teaching people how to treat you in that moment. And not a lot of people do that. A lot of people just let people run all over top of them. But I don't believe that uncommon and unforgettable women live their lives that way. The next point is another one of my favorites. I know I say that all the time. You guys just got to get used to it because it's all my favorite. But the next point is the unforgettable woman makes her assignment her obsession. The unforgettable woman makes her assignment her obsession. This statement is so powerful and so true, but there's kind of a two part to this because it says the unforgettable woman makes her assignment her obsession. In order to make your assignment your obsession, you need to know what your assignment is. What were you born to do? Who were you created to serve? Who needs you? Who calls on you? That's your assignment. If you sit at work at a 9-to-5 job and you can make really good money, you can make 6 figures a year, the job, you've got good benefits, but you daydream all day about helping teenage girls, you're on the wrong assignment. You're on the wrong assignment. Maybe you just had that job to get you to the next place, but you kind of got complacent or saw some other people start their foundations or start their nonprofits and they failed and you're like, I'm going to sit at my job because everybody around me is failing and I don't want to be the next person. You have to make your assignment your obsession. When you make your assignment your obsession, there is nothing that you cannot do. Nothing. When you are obsessed about being the woman that God has called you to be, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. No thing or no place can stop you. They will try, but they won't succeed. And the scripture tells us that. And this leads me into my next point. Excuse me. The unforgettable woman. This is the next point. I'm sorry, guys. The unforgettable woman is often misunderstood, and people take her confidence as cockiness. Mm-hmm. The unforgettable woman is often misunderstood, and people take her confidence as cockiness. When you know who you are, when you know your value, you start to smell different to regular people. There is just an air that follows or that hovers around, and we've all experienced this, sitting in a waiting room or something, and some man walks in or some woman walks in who's dressed to the nine or he's sharp and and just nice looking. And we're just, who is that? They got to be somebody. They change the atmosphere when they walk into the room. You can sense somebody that's confident in who they are. And when you are confident in who you are, you make common people very uncomfortable. And you have to be okay with that. And some of those people that you make uncomfortable, you may live with them. You may work with them. You may have to go see them. They may even have your same blood running through their veins. But you have to be okay with the fact that people are going to mistake the fact that you, not only are you confident, but here's the behind-the-scene part of that people don't recognize. You may see somebody who's totally confident in who they are and what they can do, and they have no problems communicating who they are effectively. And on the onset, you on the outside looking in, you can be like, oh, my God, he's so confident or she's so confident. But what we don't know is how they got to be confident. See, people will look at you and say, oh, my gosh, she thinks she's all this and that. But they don't know. Just like Mary said, you don't, Mary said, you don't know how much I prayed. You don't know how much I cried. You don't know how much I gave. So because you see me walking in here confident does not mean, it simply means that you didn't see the work that I had to do to get to where I am. So when people mistake your confidence as cockiness, so what? That has nothing to do. That's their issue, not yours, because you have taken a lot of work to get to the place that you are. And I speak so passionately about that because people have said that about me, who she thinks she is now. I think I am a child of God. Not only do I think it, I know I am a child of God. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I've made some mistakes. We all have. But today, this day right here, yeah, I'm all that. And with no apologies, you have to be confident and care less about the people that take your confidence as cockiness. I'm going to share one more point with you guys because we are at 10:30. So if you guys can rock with me, I just want to give you one more to sum up tonight. Let me look. Let me share this one. The unforgettable woman. When you are forgettable, and I'm saying a forgettable person is a common person. You know, you just go along to get along. You talk have all the same little cliches that people say, money burns a hole in my pocket, or if it's not one thing, it's another. I talk about that in my book. I have a list of cliches that people say on a regular basis and don't recognize that those words are creating their reality. So that's a forgettable person, the common person. When you are a forgettable person, you will not be considered. But when you are unforgettable, you will be considered for everything. If you work at a job that you are aware, or it could be your passion. It could even be your passion. You love your job, or you're at that job and you know you're not going to be there for much longer. That's still, number one, this is besides the point, this is a little side note, that doesn't give us the right, just because we know this is going to be we're just going to be here for a season, that doesn't give us the right to not be excellent. Even though you know this job is not your last stop, we still need to be excellent in that. But to my point, when you are a forgettable person, you get to, if you your job starts at 9, you get to work at 9. You get off work at 5 o'clock. At 4:30, you're sitting at your desk and you're completely packed up. That's forgettable actions. Your employer is looking over you and skimming over you. She's not the one I want to consider. That's not the one I want to consider. The unforgettable woman is always considered. When you go above and beyond, people will consider you for anything. If you go above and beyond when you do somebody's hair, guess what? They're going to consider you for their girlfriend that's getting married next month, and she needs her 15 woman bridesmaids done, and she's going to consider you. So when you are an uncommon woman, you are very unforgettable, and you are considered for everything. Ladies, it's 10:33. I did my best. I really wanted to get one more in there. Thank you so much for rocking with me tonight. I so appreciate you guys so, so, so much. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Thank you for showing up and saying yes to your life. I'm going to be here for a couple more minutes. Does anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns on tonight? If not, I'm going to end the call, and I will see you guys next week.
No questions.
Yes, tell me your name, please. I'm sorry, did you say no question or one question?
No question.
Oh, no question. I'm sorry, I thought you said one question. Okay, got it. Okay, is that for everybody? No questions, comments, or concerns on tonight, ladies?
I really enjoyed everything you spoke about, Angel.
Awesome, Denise.
You hit on some things that I really, really needed to hear, and thank you.
Awesome. That makes me smile. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Does anybody else have anything to say before we end tonight?
I do. I have a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank you, ladies, for the words of encouragement that I received from y'all, because it just kind of like reaffirmed what I was thinking about doing, and I can't remember exactly what the young lady said, but it's history. It's history, and that's something that not only can I look back and reflect on it, but the coming generation can look back and say, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's still contributing something. You know who you are. And then when you know who you are, you also know where you're going. So yeah. I want to just thank the ladies for the words of encouragement. I can never say thank you enough. I'm still going to say thank you for all the wonderful things that you have done for me and as well as my family.
Absolutely. And I believe the word she said was a legacy. I believe that was it, wasn't it? That you're leaving it,
yes.
That's going to be a legacy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome,
I just was feeling it, and I was like, oh, my gosh,
Something
to think about, what do you want to be remembered for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not just making a difference, but making something positive, a positive difference.
Absolutely.
Because everything that we speak and everything that we do, we tend to plant seeds, good or bad, there's a lot of bad seeds out there.
At all times, we're planting either good ones or bad ones. At all times, you are absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, thank you, ladies, so, so, so much. I appreciate each and every one of you. I do not take it lightly whatsoever that you guys carve out time. You guys just gave me something that you'll never get to get back, and that is your time. I do not take that for granted. I totally look forward to each and every Saturday night to show up for this call and to pour into you everything that God is pouring into me. So thank you, ladies, so, so, so much for showing up for yourself. And I'll see you, ladies, next week on the call. Hopefully you guys will come back, and I'll talk to you next week. Good night, ladies.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.